92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Hey, how are you? Brad at WTTS. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We're getting really excited about the show. It's the Rock to Read Christmas concert starring you. And we're glad to have you back. You came to Indy about a year ago. I guess it was a pretty fun show from what I've heard.
It was a good show, and we space it out like this because if you look at your tickets, you only have 30 days to get your money back, so we'll come back like in a year, you know.
Chris, the show is benefiting reading programs here in Indianapolis. Did you have any particular favorite books when you were growing up that you remember?
When I was a kid, I liked a book called 21, I think it was called 21 Balloons. And it was a book about bunch of people that had, like, you know, flight balloons. They would get in them, and they flew off to different islands. It was a good fantasy book for a little kid because I lived in a rotten place. We didn't have any money. But for kids, I think books are great.
Well, we're going to be collecting a lot of books, and it's obviously a very important thing this time of the year for the library, and we're just glad you're a part of this. Now, I've heard that you have been busy the last few weeks, maybe a few months, working on a brand new project for next year. Can you give us a sneak peek in that?
Well, we're doing a record of kind of roots American music. I don't know if you know Sam Phillips out of Memphis.
Absolutely.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison. And actually, those are all people I worked with. And of course, Elvis. And then a lot of the great blues, you know, the blues artists. And so going back and listening to that music, and I'm going to try to make a record. That's all the stuff that I grew up listening to and always wanted to sound like. And so we're making a record that's probably way too authentic of that.
You know, we also have heard some really good Christmas music from you over the years. And, you know, you come around, you do tours around Christmas. Is it safe to say it's your favorite holiday?
I would say that and Halloween got to be the two favorites, yeah.
And we're talking with Chris Isaak. And Chris, what's always one of the things I've always wanted to ask you, you do so many different things between, you know, recording music and performing music and then, you know, acting on television, acting in film. What is your favorite thing to do? If you had to do just one thing tomorrow, what would it be?
Singing? No doubt. I mean, you know, I've been in movies and stuff, and people ask me, do you like that? And it's a lot of fun. Anybody would want to be in a movie if they ask you, of course. You know, you ask your uncle, you want to be in a movie? Sure. but the most fun for me by far, you know, is to sing. Every day of my life, I get up, I grab my guitar, whether I'm working or not, I grab a guitar and I sing. If I'm walking down the beach, I'm singing. And, you know, I'm surprised how many people tell me that they used to sing, but they don't sing in public or they don't sing in front of anybody. And I think singing is like sex. It doesn't matter if you're good at it, you still have to do it.
You know, one of the most interesting things to watch on TV has been the Chris Isaak Hour. What's the status on that show? You know, seeing you interview these musicians, it's a very interesting side of you, and we get some insight having a musician interview other musicians.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, we did everybody, Cat Stevens, Glenn Campbell, Stevie Nicks, and, you know, Michael Bublé. It was just like every week was a birthday party for me. I'm not sure what I'm going to do this next year because I'm going to be on tour, but I probably will go back and do some more television. I'm not sure that exact show or a different one, but they've been asking me. You know, they asked me this last year to do a show where I played a cop, and it was a weekly show on a major network. And I said, you know, I was the lead in the show. And they said, everybody was excited. They said, boy, this is great, Chris. What luck. This is perfect for you. And I said, I won't have time to tour and make music. So that's the thing that has to be possible. I don't want to do any TV if it gets in the way of my tour bus, you know.
So that's the first and foremost thing in your life is the music and the touring, and then where you can fit in the television around that works out like that.
You know, I've had the same guys. I mean, a lot of people, musicians, when you see a musician, they come play, it has their name, but you don't know who's going to be with them. But I've had the same band for more than 25 years. So we're really close, and we're really good buddies. And that's my life, is like, you know, I travel around and I have these guys with me, and it's really fun and at this point really easy to make music because we know each other so well. So I know, what am I going to tell them? We start?
Right. You know, anytime I've talked to somebody who's had some longevity in the business, I've always liked to ask this question. We're talking with Chris Isaak. You've been around now. I think you put your first record out in 85. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think around 85, yeah.
What's the biggest change you've noticed in music in those, you know, 25, 26 years?
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, music's still good. I think it's hard for people to find now in a way because we're in a period right now where, you know, it used to be there was a record company and they would support new artists and then they'd go out and, you know, play tours and open up. And there was like a process of like people getting to practice. And now, I mean, everything's, you know, nobody buys records because it's easy to download. It's really hard. Radio has lost some of its clout because people, you know, they get in their car and they plug in a CD player or something, or their iPod. And I think it's hard for people to find the good music that's out there. But what they got to do is they got to find a good radio station and stick with it.
You know? Well, there you go. And you're doing our Christmas show this year, the Rocktory Christmas Concert, Chris Isaak, on December 10th, the Marat Theater at Old National Center. Chris, what do you want for Christmas this year? Is there anything on your list?
Yeah, I just want to have my family together. And I know people have said that forever, but my dad's been sick this last year, and I'm like got my fingers crossed that he makes it to Christmas. And if he can make it to Christmas, it's going to be awesome.
We'll be praying for you, Chris, and we're so excited to see you here very shortly back in Indianapolis. And you've always been very good to TTS, and we're just so excited to have you back doing our Christmas show this year.
You know, I'm sitting in San Francisco. I'm looking out at the Golden Gate Bridge from my window right now, and I'm about to go to practice with the same guys I always practice with. We're going to run down the Christmas songs. We don't do them all year, so run them down so we make sure we got them tight for you.
Awesome. Well, Chris, we can't wait to see you. Have a safe trip here, and we'll see you very soon. And thanks again for the time this afternoon.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
All right, take care.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.